I'm in the happy, fortunate position of being influenced by Catherine at her, shall we say, her liveliest, her most superficial, in a sense.
She was very good indeed as company. There's no question about that. She was, you know, even when she was ill, she was always bubbling with this, that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Able to tell the stories, mimic, draw your attention, drag you over to the window to look at someone in the street.
And you went to the theatres, did you, or...?
Yes, theatre, ballet, and music hall, but I chiefly remember visits to the galleries, the Tate and the National Gallery.
Was she particularly interested in painting?
Well, she liked it very much. She was very taken by the illustrative painters, what they call the graphic painters. Her great favourite, of course, was Degas. But she was tremendously keen on certain of the musical performers. I mean, she knew he was a fan.
Anyone
just like one would be a fan of a pop star today.
Mm-hmm. Anyone in particular?
Yes, Vesta Victoria, Mari Lloyd. I never saw Mari Lloyd, but Vesta Victoria I often saw.
Mm-hmm.
And she was extraordinarily keen on Raquel Meller. We had everything had to stop to go with it. Raquel Meller came along.
Uh-huh. Was she
a Spanish singer?
Spanish singer.
Liseuse.
Yeah.
Catherine was herself a performer. She would look on upon it as one pro would take tips from another to some extent. And of course, quite apart from that, she was always being invited out to parties because she was a natural entertainer. I was only able to know that when I went around with Catherine, everybody had a look at Catherine.
Mm.
Now, this is because the Parisian styles of coloured stockings and high heels and so on were unusual in London anyway. And then, of course, as you know from the pictures, she had a very peculiar makeup, or unusual makeup, and hairdo. Do you think I could say what I said in a letter I wrote to the Radio Times?
Yes.
Do you think I could say that,
yes,
bit?
Would you like to read that out?
Yes, I would, really.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, Catherine was a head-turner. The mode from Paris, the brown velvet jacket with silver buttons, the short skirt, the coloured stockings, the Spanish-Japanese hairdo, the high heels, the immaculate turnout. Immaculate turnout.